We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. You guys, Derek and Cody with you. And guys, we're going to be reacting to the Laiatu introductory press conference. He had a media availability yesterday, but really didn't get much of a chance to really talk to a whole bunch of media yesterday, given the first round of the draft and all that other stuff. But we're going to react to that today. Before we get into that, though, I want to let you know that this episode is presented by PrizePicks. Be sure to go to the PrizePicks apps today and use the code BTJ so you can get a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Let's go ahead and hop into this Laiatu introductory press conference. First time talking with the Indy media.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
So, for the record, let's just do it. Tell us how to pronounce your first name so we don't get it wrong. We have learned the hard way to ask on day one.
Yeah.
So we don't screw it up.
It's Laiatu.
Okay, great. Yeah. What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
I mean, just super surreal. Like, it doesn't feel real. Like, when I woke up, I thought I was dreaming. But, I mean, I woke up a Colt. It's a crazy experience.
You didn't really think this was a possibility, like, Indy as a team?
Well, yeah, I just met with them at the combine, and then they just kind of knew what kind of person I was, so I think they didn't really need to do any, like, high-maintenance stuff with me. So I didn't really – it felt like I fell out the loop, but not at the same time I didn't, so that's kind of why.
Who did you watch and who have you studied over the course of your career as a pass rusher?
Yeah, I mean, when I was out of the game, it was, like, guys like Aaron Donald, T.J. Watt, Max Crosby, who else? A bunch of guys and a bunch of film that I was watching. I was kind of just taking certain moves from, you know, no matter who it was, and then I would try to emulate it in my game.
Everybody says they have a high motor, but like just the little bit that I've watched, I mean, you don't stop. I mean, why is that such a big part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, having like football taken away, I mean, before having it taken away, I never took for granted football. I loved it so much. I looked up to, you know, my big bros that were at UW, and I tried to take after them, but no one could be ready for adversity like that, and I just have a different appreciation for the game, and I love every minute being out there on that field.
Did it change you personally too? Not just in terms of football, did it change personally going through that?
Well, for sure. I mean, I'm more of a person who's just, you know, I don't really need anyone else really to tell me what to do or how to, you know, work. I know how to work myself. I know what I need to get better at. I know what, you know, what my body needs in terms of, you know, if it's speed or strength in a certain area in my technique. So, I mean, I just learned, like, a lot about myself.
You talked about, again, the surreal weekend that's been so far. Again, you're in Detroit. You're the first round pick. You're the first defensive player. Back when they told you that you might never play again, have you thought about how far you are removed from that?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy you say that because, like, it is a long way from that. And being the first defensive, you know, guy to be taken off the board from 2 years, 2.5 years ago to, you know, not being able to play the sport, I mean, I really have to give thanks to God, and it's just crazy looking back on it. And I mean, I don't dwell in the past, and I'm all for the future, and you know, trying to make this program as great as it can be.
Do when they told you that back in at Washington, did you think I'm done? Or in your head, did you think, no, I'm not going to play again?
In my head, like, I had a conversation with my mom, and she told me, you know, what do you want to do? And I told her I don't want to give up football.
Immediately
when they told me that. And, you know, I was trying to fight with them, you know, because I don't think it was handled in the right way. So I was trying to fight with them, and, you know, they weren't, you know, being, you know, they weren't being reciprocate. So I really just had to, you know, tap into a different mindset. And what I really wanted, I didn't want to give up football.
How did you get better at playing football when you weren't playing? Because it's like, you play freshman year, did all right, and you miss a couple of years, you come back, 10 sacks. And I'm like, how did you get better when you weren't playing football?
Yeah, I mean, I just fell way more in love with it. I was already in love with football, but, you know, being in that down period where, you know, you don't really have anyone else but yourself. I have my family, but I was in Seattle, they were in California, and I just had to take it upon myself where I was taking little, you know, tools, little techniques, little drills from, you know, a pass rush coach here, or I see, you know, TJ Watt or JJ Watt do this in the game, so I'm going to take that and mix it into my drill. So it's a bunch of really just falling in love with the sport, falling in love with my craft, and just learning as much as I can during that down period, because I did tell myself I was going to be at a stage like this.
Did you find the confidence to play again and not think about the risk of injury or any of that?
I mean, it was easy. I mean, what the doctors were telling me, I didn't agree with, because I didn't feel that at the same time. So, I mean, it was easy for me not to give up. It was easy for me to be confident with everything. Obviously, it was emotional because I'm being told, like, and I can't control what they're telling me. So obviously it's emotional, but I never got in a negative mind state. I never got, you know, down on myself. I always believed that, you know, I was going to, you know, work towards this.
I'm sure your family has been a big part of this, but as you've kind of digested the last 24 hours, who have you reflected on who's helped get you to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I've had conversations with my mom, and she's just been giving me encouragement during my down period. And I've had agents, you know, my guy CJ and Shafi, who's been in my life and I've been able to grow real good relationships with, who's taking care of me. So it's really my family and my agents, pretty much this whole, you know, this whole journey.
Is there maybe a coach at Washington or UCLA or, you know, high school or anything like that?
Coach Malloy was definitely a father figure while I was at Washington, and being hurt. I mean, I was supposed to be learning how to, you know, be a coach. I didn't really get that at the same time, but I told Coach Malloy what I wanted. I wanted to be able to play football again, and he, you know, he told me, you know, do whatever you have to do in the facility to do that.
How close were you playing rugby?
I was really close to playing rugby. I mean, not so close that I wanted to, but 2 months after my surgery, I take up, you know, club rugby out in like Rainier Beach area, and then I get asked by the Seattle Seawolves to come do a camp. I killed the camp, and he wanted me to sign with them. But I told him, you know, my passion is football. Like, I'm, you know, I'm working towards getting back and getting on the team, and he respected that.
Have you found yourself translating anything from rugby into your game in football?
Yeah, I mean, even before, like, playing in college, like, rugby's made me a way better athlete. Both me and my brother played, and you just have to know when to flip to offense or defense. Like, your IQ has to be really high so you know what to do in certain situations. You got to be able to catch the ball, or else, you know, it's a penalty if you drop it forward. You got to know how to be able to throw the ball, like, backwards. You can't throw it forward. So it's a bunch of, like, little techniques that a lot of people, like, growing up, like, don't get because they don't play the sport.
You've played, you know, different techniques, hand on the ground, two-point stance, all that. First of all, do you know much about the Colts scheme? Because you didn't meet with them very much.
Yeah.
And secondly, do you feel comfortable –
Yeah, no, I know a little bit. We don't blitz that much, and we just kind of let them rush. I mean, I can't wait to get with guys like Quiddy Pay, Buck, Dio. I mean, me, Quiddy, have been training a lot in the offseason together with Coach Eddie. So I'm getting a little feel for him and just kind of looking up to, you know, dudes like that. I just met Zaire when I was leaving Detroit. So they were kind of giving me, you know, real good advice and just telling me, you know, be ready and to, you know, let's rock.
How did you meet Zaire?
Well, it's crazy because I was walking down from the hotel in Detroit, and because he's announcing the second the picks, and he was in the hotel and he came up to me and, you know, dabbed me up, and it's real respect to him, and, you know, he just told me, you know, be ready and, you know, we'll get after it.
Did you know who he was at the time?
I didn't know who he was at the time, and then he walked up and I was just like, damn, this is crazy, bro.
Did you say Washington was training to be a coach?
Yeah, so while I was going through that down period, like, they kind of were looking for something to do with me. So they were like, you know, we can help you like be a coach or get into that. But I didn't really get that attention to, you know, be a coach. And I told Coach Millett at the same time, like, I don't want to be a coach, bro. Like, I want to be playing. And he told me, no, I get it. Like, do whatever you have to do in the facility to become that.
Is that, like, and you kind of had to do it because, like, you're rehabbing at that time? Is it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't getting PT at that time. I was told I was going to get PT, and I never got it. So, I mean, my mom was sending me, like, PT stuff on Instagram for me to do, and I was kind of looking up, you know, certain stuff. But, I mean, 2 weeks after my surgery, I start working out again because I'm not really told, like, otherwise. They're not, you know, they're not maintaining me. They're not giving me PT or anything like that. Right? And it's just I just see Patrick in a whole different light.
Did that help you with your moves? Because you have a lot of, like, moves and counter moves.
Yeah.
Like.
So, I mean – Von Miller says to keep three moves in your bag, but I like to work a lot of things because I see passions of being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. So I like to rep consistently, you know, certain moves and break it down into slow motion and to really see kind of like how I'm feeling in certain ways. And I see that come out come game time. Like I might be running and I might not even throw a move. It's just a reactionary thing that comes out from the heart, from the extra work that I was putting in and the consistency that I was doing that in. And that just, you know, that translates to the field.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you transferred to UCLA, did you have to convince their doctors at all?
No. So I was still at Washington when I got cleared. In September, my mom got a text from my old coach, Coach Kwiatkowski, telling us about this doctor, Robert Watkins, in Marina Del Rey. And that's the same doctor who UCLA refers to, but we didn't know that at the time. And we went to go see him in September 2021, and that's when I got cleared. And so since September to January 2022, we're just like looking for a team to take me, and Coach Malloy took the job at UCLA, and he found out that their team doctor refers to Watkins.
From what I read, your mom was really like big on the Robert Watkins thing, like trying to chase down somebody that can get a second opinion.
Yeah.
How much has she meant to your journey, and what did it mean to have somebody kind of fight for you?
Yeah.
When you are getting like, you know, told no over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be here if, you know, she wasn't doing that and putting in all the hard work for me. I mean, just she knew I wanted this really bad, and she didn't, you know, give up on me. And, you know, it came that day where we got that text. She got that text, and, you know, she flew me and her out to L.A. to go see him. And, you know, from that day on, it was the clearance and the green light.
To clarify, Robert Watkins, he did not perform your surgery.
No, he didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
And he just was the opinion you got that got you cleared.
Yeah.
What are some of your interests outside of football?
None. It's crazy. I had appendicitis when I was in eighth grade, but that's it.
Did you ever think about like what you would do if not for football, like as a career?
I would have went to go play rugby for sure overseas, because I mean they're really like loose with stuff. They'll take you at, like, if they see you playing and running around, they're gonna take you. But I mean, I was also like looking into firefighting, stuff like that. I mean, I had a coach who got cancer while he was becoming a firefighter, and I think that's just really, you know, inspiring.
Combine, do you know anything about Indianapolis? I know the combine can kind of be chaotic, and you're only here for a few days, but you know anything about?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Nothing about Indy, but I was talking with one of the security guards there, and he was telling me this old man. He was telling me about I forget the actual name, but it's called this like the Pancake House or something like that. And yeah, he was telling me about that. He told me to go try it out. So that's the only thing I know. If that's a real place.
The surgery was in 21. What was the surgery?
It was March 2021.
What number? Do you know what number you're gonna wear with the Colts?
No, I don't know which number. I'm hoping I can ask Joe Flacco for 15. respectfully.
We're going to follow up on that one.
And you do like Latu, right?
You can call me with Latu, Latu 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said
it,
you know, I know you asked about
it. All right. Well, that was Latu, his introductory press conference. Seems like just a really down-to-earth dude there. I mean, it seems very easy to have a conversation with him. Doesn't seem very hard, does it?
No, he definitely seems like a guy that, you know, you just see – I feel like you feel that humbleness about him just as a human being, as a player, just all that stuff. You know, just obsessed with football. You know, he was asked about any other interests outside of football. None, which I love to hear. And you know, it's funny because I get why that question's asked, because we've had guys who have had other interests outside of football.
Yeah.
And that is a question. But it's great to see he's just a football junkie. He's a guy that he's going to be. So that means I feel like that for me means like he's going – not that it wouldn't mean for the other guys, but you know what I mean? Like he's just going to be a guy that's going to be obsessed with his craft. He already was in college, and he's going to continue to just get better. And that's his life. And so – I definitely love to hear that from him. Number 15, hopefully for him.
Joe, give him the 15.
I was gonna say, like,
be the leader, be the veteran.
I was gonna say, I mean, pick 15, and he was 15 in college, so that would make a whole lot of sense.
It would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
It was interesting, Derek, with the medical retirement stuff that he talked about. The guy that I believe it was the guy that diagnosed and suggested that he consider medical retirement was not the guy that did the surgery.
No, he was not.
That's interesting.
I don't remember. I don't remember what the name of the surgeon was, but I believe it reportedly is the same surgeon that did Peyton Manning's surgery. all those years ago. So this is someone that definitely has done something like this many times before. And I think, honestly, the more I hear him talk about it, the more I feel more comfortable with the medical thing because, again, it's the guy had one neck surgery. Yes, and it's the one major injury that he's had in his entire life. And only one person technically actually told him he should be done. And like he said, I never wanted to be done. I never really truly was done. And 2 weeks after the freaking surgery, he was there working out again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it just, it seemed like it, I mean, sure, it could still very well be a thing. But again, the more I hear him talk about it, the less I'm worried about it becoming a regular thing, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. And it was interesting. He made the comment. It was like, he felt one way. He felt the opposite way that you know, the doctor was suggesting. And I think that was frustrating for him because he's like, well, I feel like I'm good. Like, I don't feel like that's the case.
Yeah, you know? Like, I mean, yeah, sure, it sucks to have the injury, but I mean, like, you know, is it actually something? And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, that everyone has that reaction, and you just never know unless you actually go out there and attempt to try to do what you can do. And, I mean, he had 3 years worth of football after this surgery happened, and I'd say that neck is pretty dang good at this point.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely interesting. I loved the references to just all these different players. You know, he was talking about, you know, how Von Miller was telling him about certain things and how, you know, he's been working with Quiddy Pay this whole time. And Coach Ed, who we've seen talk about something on Twitter about Latu. So, I mean, yeah, this guy is definitely 100% in and ready to get started in Indy.
Yeah, so great to see from Latu there. Just seemed like it's just a great story in general, but definitely seems like a very humble kid, hungry to work, hungry to get better. And obviously production, like we said, speaks for itself and just glad that he's in Indy. Hopefully he's rocking that 15 here and I can get to work here with Quiddy Pay and everybody in this Indianapolis Colts defense. So really excited to see that. But guys, that was Latu's media availability / introductory press conference from earlier today, about an hour or so ago, maybe about two, roughly around that time. He had his introductory press conference, a lot better than that awful attempt at a Zoom call yesterday. That was pretty rough. But great to kind of hear from him in more of a professional capacity. And it was good that, you know, people were able to ask some more questions and get some more further clarification on some things. So definitely great there from him. But guys, let us know your thoughts here on the Latu introductory press conference. Any new nuggets of information that you got from that? Let us know your thoughts on that in the comments down below. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thanks so much. And as always, go Colts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.